Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 27, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
Don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you with heavy hearts. We have lost a pillar in our community and Judge Luby Flores. So we ask the entire county to say a prayer for that family. Lord, we come asking that you give your divine wisdom to each and every member on this court. Not just us, each and every elected official in our county. Because we know with you guiding and leading us, we will do the best thing for our citizens. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around our military personnel as a way of protecting our democracy. These blessings we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're going to go a little bit out of order this morning. We're going to begin with item under Sheriff's Department. Item A is considering and accept the donation of a historical picture plaque of several former sheriffs of Jefferson County from the years 1877 to 1947. This historical item is being donated to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office by the former sheriff and county judge of Jefferson County, Carl Griffith Jr. Judge, would you like to come up with the sheriff? Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously.
Judge, Commissioners, a few weeks ago, Judge Griffith called me on said he'd come across these, someone had contacted a friend, had come across these photographs of sheriffs and we got to talking about it, and he asked, would I be interested in having it? And we were discussing that, knowing that Charlie Myers had once, after he left the Beaumont area, had lived up around LaGrange and I think died in Ellinger. At the time of his death. We kind of assumed that more than likely these photographs must have come from his estate. Judge had sent me a picture of it on the phone, and I was excited about the prospect of it coming back home and the just the irony of how this all came about. I think it was really neat and cool that they found their way back here. You know, the judge actually worked in the sheriff's office, and so, you know, he's got history there, and not just as sheriff, but as a deputy there as well. And so it's kind of ironic how they found their way back home, and I'm excited about getting them, and I got just a place for them and a plan for them. So.
Commissioners, Carl Griffith. I want to recognize also Sheila Perkins, who was my assistant for 18 years, and the reason why I asked Sheila to come this morning is because when we came into office in 1989, the pictures were missing. We knew that they had been there at some point. We had heard they had gotten thrown away after the James Commission because there was some anger at the former sheriffs. Well, now we know that's not true. It was probably commissioned by and made by Charlie Myers, and when he left, he took them home with him, and then they were later sold in Austin, and I did confirm that they came out of his estate by the auction house there. Vendor, antiques dealer and buyer bought them from Austin, and then a good friend of mine here, whose other friend called, said, hey, you're good friends with the former sheriff, see if he wants these pictures. And so for $1,000 these pictures are back to where they first started, at least in 1947. So we're really happy. I knew the sheriff would be tickled, but Sheila spent 3 years. We talked to family members. I don't know how many of those pictures we have in the office, but she spent the first 3 years in office over lots of time trying to go get newspaper articles, just getting photographs of those sheriffs so we could put them back in the office. But here's the originals that hung there for a long time.
Well, we really appreciate it, Judge. And we appreciate your generosity in getting this back to the its rightful home. It's a kind of amazed that over such a lengthy period of time from the 1870s to the 40s that there were so few sheriffs.
Yeah.
And but it is a really neat piece, and I know it'll really grace the walls of the sheriff's office and provide some historical perspective. So we're very appreciative to you for doing that.
I appreciate the sheriff wanting to have his back and putting a plan together where they'll grace her, because I did start when I was 21, actually upstairs in this jail that was in this courthouse. And I know there's a lot of history there in those photographs. And so, Sheriff, thank you very much.
I was upstairs in this jail when I was 19 too, but not working.
Poach it.
All right. Moving to items under purchasing. Excuse me. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a contract for invitations for bid for a bond improvement, road improvement, excuse me, for Jefferson County under the County Transportation Infrastructure Fund with APAC Texas in the amount of $1,027,608.37. It's funded by the County Energy Transportation Reinvestment Zone funding we got from TxDOT. Item B will be tabled. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number one for the Jefferson County Drainage District number 7 ditch improvements on Road Air Gully Lateral 3A with MK Constructors for the installation of two catch basins at the end of 9th Street. I believe that should be 9th Avenue. Installation of 58 linear feet of guardrail on the culvert crossing of 11th Street and Lateral 3A, and installation of two 12-foot gates at 9th Street for an increase of $20,090, bringing the total contract amount from $988,083 up to $1,008,173. It does not change or increase the number of contract working days, and that project is funded by Round 1 Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant administered by the Texas General Land Office from Hurricane Ike disaster funding. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 4 for the rebid of Drainage District number 7 in the County of Jefferson Hurricane Ike Dolly Round 1 Critical Infrastructure Project Disaster Recovery Division Drainage District number 7 Ditch Main B Diversion with MK Constructors for the installation of 80 tons of 18-inch rock riprap around the TxDOT culvert northeast wall and section, installation of 15 tons of 3-inch to 5-inch rock riprap to place on the top of the large rock riprap around the northwest wall end section, and an installation of approximately 166 linear feet of timber post cable fence along the concrete retaining walls on the east side of the bridge for an increase of $15,340 and two additional contract working days, bringing the total contract from $3,116,071 up to $3,131,411, and from 262 contract working days to 264 contract working days. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second, Judge.
By Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. This amount, has it exceeded what we set aside on? I know they were saying that they would participate in any change orders for us, you know, going to their board and asking, has it exceeded the amount we set aside?
I believe that it has, Commissioner, and they have already agreed to pay whatever it is, but the change order has to come through court to make it legal, and Patrick is handling the difference in funding. They're sending him checks and so forth.
Oh,
yeah. We went to the GLO and took back all of the additional monies that were above the amount that the court originally, that their original bids came in at, and advised them that everything else was going to be reprogrammed to beach dune restoration purposes. And so there's no longer any money available in the GLO grant funding, so they're funding this out of their maintenance and operations budget.
I have a quick question. Who is our engineering department, or who is stand on tap to make sure that this project is being built to specs and all those things?
Actually, their engineering department, engineering consulting engineer that they did, they hired to do the work, has a representative out there at all times.
Okay.
However, Waxman and Associates overseeing making sure that all the appropriate reports and approvals from the general land office are acquired and maintained.
Right, and I know you say they're doing restoration, that's very important. My concern is that make sure we still have funding for health and welfare too, to complete that project. And any, we haven't had a lot of change orders, but I want to make sure we have funding to get this project finished, because I know some of that funding was going to impede into that.
Correct.
Thank you.
One other comment. I know that it was just discussed just a couple minutes ago, but the process is, before that comes to court, their board votes on it. And with the, I guess, the recommendations of their consulting engineer, and then that information goes to your office as well. Is that correct?
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is regular county bills, check numbered 406235 through 406547. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Clerk, we have one item, which is consider and approve programming and leasing rates for political subdivisions contracting with the Jefferson County Clerk to administer their elections with the new HART voting system. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Commissioners, Ms. Guidry, have we had any communications with the city government's entities in regards to these proposed changes, or has there been any discussion with them, either the City of Beaumont, City of Port Arthur, as well as other cities in regards to that?
No, I have not. These rates are determined by the election code. It says that we can charge them 10% of the value of the equipment and the programming. I took from what the vendor would normally charge, and we charged them 60% of what they would charge. What if HART did their election for them, we're only charging them 60% of what HART would charge them. So they're getting a big break by contracting with us versus contracting with the vendor.
Okay, so we're basically following some type of matrix.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good.
I guess, let go a little further. We have been in conversation with those entities, right?
Not about the rates that we set, sir.
Okay.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we have several items. Item A is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a grant of an easement from Jefferson County to the Texas Historical Commission regarding the Texas Historic Courthouse Preservation Program and the Round 8 grant funding. Item B is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. Item C is consider and possibly approve a resolution of the Gulf Coast Community Protection and Recovery District to authorize amendment of the professional services between the district and Dannenbaum Engineering Corporation. Item D is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute and receive and file change order number 4 for the Main B Diversion Project, change order number 1 for the Road Air Gully Lateral 3A Project with the Texas General Land Office Disaster Recovery Program, with the Drainage District providing additional funds for the change orders. Item E is consider and possibly approve a tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Emerald Biofuels pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code, and we'll hold item F. Do we have a motion on those items A through E?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion?
C. Give us a break.
Item C is the Gulf Coast Community Protection and Recovery District Board is made up by of the county judges of the five counties of Orange, Jefferson, Chambers, Brazoria, and Galveston, and Harris, six counties. However, there was a little money left over in the study on coastal resiliency and studying ways that we can prevent and engineer against storm surges like we saw in Hurricane Ike and the devastation that it caused. They want to include some other study items, and the bylaws of the Recovery District Board require that every change come back to each commissioner's court for approval. So they have a preliminary study. They're now from phase one, they're now entering phase two. We'll break down some more engineering, and all the funding for this comes from the Texas General Land Office from the Hurricane Ike Disaster Fund that Austin received from Washington. Yeah. Well, we can, yeah, we double put the, yeah, we can drop off item D. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, we have two items. Item A is to award RFP for Jefferson County Bank Depository Contract to Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Item B is to award Jefferson County District and County Clerk Trust Funds Depository Contract to Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? Anything you wanted to say about this, Mr. Funches?
Yeah, we've had two bids on the county and two bids on the trust funds, which was not the same two people. Wells Fargo is had bid twice, and we had a committee put together, and we evaluated about three trees worth of paper, and using different criteria, and it was across the board unanimous. We all felt like we just needed to stay with Wells Fargo.
And I assume they're agreeing to paying us 9% on our money market account. Is that right?
We're still in negotiations.
Any other discussions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As have it unanimously. Under Risk Management, item A is considering possibly approved brokerage service agreement renewal with McGriff, Siebels, and Williams of Texas, Inc., effective February 24, 2015, a flat annual renewal premium of $24,000 for the 2015 property and casualty placement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We covered the one under Sheriff's Department. Now we'll go back to item F, which is to discuss 2015-16 anticipated revenues and budget worksheets. I wanted this to be up as an item for discussion because the auditor is fixing to send out his budget worksheets to each of the county departments. I had a discussion last week with the chief appraiser on the preliminary revenue estimate. She contacted Capital Appraisal Group to get some of the industrial numbers, and it appears because we had oil at $105 a barrel last year and around 50, so about roughly 50% of where we were last year, and a significant amount of our revenues come from the oil inventories that are stored at all of our petrochemical and refining facilities locally. And she called me back the next day and said that we were probably looking at a $5 to $6 million decrease in revenues from oil inventories. And when you place that upon the fact that last year we budgeted to spend pretty significantly into our reserves, I wanted the court to be aware that, and all the departments, that this is going to be an extremely difficult budget year. We do have a lot of activity going on as far as construction, and we're thankful for that. Sales tax revenues are up a little bit. I don't think they're going to make up for the losses we're going to see in the inventory. And I just wanted to see what the commissioner's feelings were about us going through with a full week of budget hearings when we're not going to have money to fund any increases in any budgetary item. We know that we have the part voting system that we're going to have to fund because we're contractually obligated to do that, but or I think we do have a non-funding clause in there, but I'm certain we're going to want to pay for that. So I'd ask the members of the court over the next couple of weeks as Mr. Swain prepares to send out his budget packets to think about whether or not you want to go through a week of budget hearings for no reason, or whether the court wants to come up with something that just indicates that we're going to have some type of freeze or some such thing as that.
I would suggest this, that we not move too soon to say what we're going to have, because those prelims, if you go back, Patrick, over the history I've been around here, it's always been doom and gloom. But we need to make sure that we look at essentials, and if we start to talk about anything about halting or cutting and things of that nature, non-essential services is what we look, and we look at that as a reality with this court from that standpoint. But as far as not having budget hearings, I think we need to get back to some of the basics with people coming before this court, and we looking at their budgets. Because that's our job, to make sure that the taxpayers are getting what they put in or what they want us to make sure we look at. That's just my opinion, but that's something I think we might need to look at.
And if we could get a list, Mr. Swain, of what we spent on capital projects or budgeted spend on capital projects this year, and see what capital projects are in the works for the next budget year.
If I could, you know, being as looking at it from this side of the table and then have looked at it from that side of the table, you know, I think that, you know, we obviously need to have priorities set. And, you know, one department head or elected official may believe that that is the most important thing to their office. And the other one that's asking for something else may disagree with that. And I think that's where the court has challenges. But I think that if the court is going to try to set some kind of guide, that it needs to be very clear to what that guide is, what the expectations are from each department head and each elected official, so that we don't have blurred lines in determining what the needs are for each department head and each elected official. It's very clear for what the expectations are. And obviously, we want to base those expectations, I believe, on facts, on what, you know, what the numbers are and what our expectations are. But I think we've got to have some clear guidance to, and I think it's fair to the department heads and elected officials to know what the expectations are, so that we don't run into this situation where the court gets put in this predicament of trying to determine what's important to one person and maybe not important to another. I just feel like we got to have some kind of guidelines other than just broad stroke. We just got to be careful of that, because there may be some needs out there that we're not aware of that maybe a department has to fulfill some duty or something like that. So, yeah, unfunded mandates to come forward. I mean, and then we get in a situation where we've arbitrarily said no, and then we say, well, you know, come on, break. And then this other one's going to say, well, will you let them come forward? Now, what about us? And then we get in a situation. That's why I believe in matrix, some kind of format to follow when we're doing these kind of things in budget, because we all know budget time is the time that you're on the radar screen. Not just for our department heads and elected officials, but for this court. So I would just add those comments.
Mr.
Swain, when will the budget worksheets be due back to the auditor? Okay. Well, I agree with Commissioner Alford that we need to wait. I think the preliminaries are due May 25th from the appraisal district, and I think it'd be appropriate that we wait until the 1st of June for a couple of reasons. Number one, we'll have a better revenue estimate. Number two, the legislative session, at least the regular legislative session, will be over, and we'll have a clearer understanding as to whether or not they pushed any expenses from the state level down to the local government level, as they are often fond of doing. Ms. George, we'll put this back on 1st of June, I guess, and we'll discuss it again. Anything else from any other member of the court or department head here that'd like to speak to raise any issue without our taking action?
So, Judge, we will send out the packets as planned, and
We need to put a notation in there for every department head and elected official that revenues are anticipated to be down significantly this year, and so every budget will be looked at closely, and this is not a year where there should be a wish list.
Okay. Thank you.
There's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you again, Sheriff, Judge. Mm-hmm.